Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am enjoying my journey. I'm enjoying my journey. How about you? Are you enjoying your journey on today? And I love it because I know who I am. I love that. God has already told me who I am and what my job is, my responsibility toward Him and the ministry. I am a customer service agent for Jesus, and what I do is service the souls. Oh, I just love it when He told me who I am. You know, everything just kind of stopped. I'm not competing with nobody because I'm in my lane and I'm running my race. I'm running my race, striving to get all of my emeralds and jewels to go in my crown. Yes, I'm working for my crown. And I am encouraged on today to do just that, especially since I know who I am. I'm a practicing believer who practices living the Word of God. I practice the God habit. So that within itself is a job, getting a job done. Because it's just like He said, be a doer of the Word. So practicing living the Word is being that doer of God's Word, living it, doing what He has given us to do. And that's for me, is that customer service agent. And I love that. I love it because I go to the nursing home on Tuesdays and I share the good news about Jesus with the elderly there. And I just love that. Yes, I do. I volunteer at the food bank, and I love doing that. I volunteer with the Hope Alliance here in Round Rock, and I enjoy that. And then I enjoy writing my books. I enjoy the broadcast and doing the daily devotionals that God has given me to do. So I am enjoying my journey. I'm enjoying my journey. How about you on today? Are you enjoying your journey? I welcome you to the broadcast on today. And I also welcome my co-host. Will you join me in welcoming my co-host, Missionary Marlene Martin, from the New Life Kojic, and her pastor is Elder Lawrence Martin. Welcome on today, Missionary Martin.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
All right. right. We praise God for being with you on today. And before we get started in our topic on today, we're going to have a word of prayer. And our topic today, what will you allow to separate you from God's love? What will you allow to do that? Have you already allowed some things to separate you from the greatest love, that ever was shown? And that was from Jesus. He showed, and God showed their love for us. And so we're happy today. I want you to think about that as we go into a word of prayer, and think about that. What will you allow? What has the enemy put in your life or brought into your life to try to steal your focus, to steal your focus off of getting to know God and how he truly loves us? So on today, we have Missionary Martin, if she will lead us in a word of prayer, and then we will come back to our topic. Amen.
Gracious Father, we want to thank you on today. We thank you for another chance to be able to speak to the people of God.
Yes,
God, we give you praise. We give you glory, for you are an awesome God, and you are worthy to be praised. And God, we're asking those that are listening out there on today, God, would you touch the hearts of your people everywhere, those that are in despair, God, those that are hurting, whatever the situation, whatever the problem may be, God, we asking you to touch them on today. Deliver, set free in the name of Jesus. God, let nothing be said that will change the mind of those, oh God, that are aching, or whatever the situation may be, God. We thank you, for you are a loving God. You so love
you
the world, God, that you gave your only begotten Son. And God, we praise you for this, and we thank you for this opportunity. All the glory, all the praise, it goes to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. And we thank God. And we thank God for Missionary Martin on this afternoon for being here with us on the broadcast. And we are live and in living color right here.
Amen.
So whatever it is that you're going through, we want you to listen in, and we want you to be encouraged. So if you want to call in and join us, if you have a thought about what will you allow to separate you from God's love, call us. Tell us about it, and share it with us and with the audience on today. And you can call in at 347-850-8928. Call and tell us, let us know what it is that if you have done that, if you've allowed something to separate you. I know in my life I have allowed situations to do just that. But praise be to God, getting to know God better, getting to know him and how much he loves us, how much he loves us. He went to all the lengths that he went through to prove to us how much he loves us. So we can take that love to the bank.
Amen. Amen.
We can take that love to the bank. Now, I may not or you may have people that you know and you just don't know all the time, you know, the depth of people's love. But one thing you can depend on, the way that God loves us. So if you have event and you want a motivational encourager to come to where you are and encourage people at your event, you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Or if you would like to check out my books, see what I'm doing, you can go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and check me out. And we do prayer every morning from 7:15 to 7:30. You can join us if you need prayer, or you just want somebody to pray with you or for you. We are right on the line from 7:15 to 7:30, praying each morning. So you can go to my website and you can leave that request there, and we will be praying with and for you. All
Amen.
Right, then. All right. So our topic, what will you allow to separate you from the love of God? So what do you think? What are some things that you think, missionary, that we allow to separate us from God's love? What are some things that you think?
Just off the top, a lot of times our money situation, our money is not bright.
Yeah.
And
yes.
that can get us down because, you know, things have happened. Loss of house, our children,
yes.
maybe we've lost a loved one. Or
yes.
maybe things are just not going like I wanted them to go. And their sickness
yes.
may come in, you know. And it's like one thing after another. And it's like hitting you, you know, left and right.
Yes.
And these things come in. And so we allow these things to separate us from God.
Yes. Yes.
But the Bible, of course, if we go to the Bible, we have those there that Paul said.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
And so we have to really get to know God. And our scripture is coming from Romans. See what it have. Romans 8. 38 and 39, and it says, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord."
Amen.
And so
Amen.
nothing, because of what Jesus, he tied that knot in there.
Yes, he did.
Yes, that nothing can get in there, because his love is solid. It's solid.
Yes, it is.
So his love for us, nothing can get in there and separate
That's right.
us. From his love. But what about us? What about on our part? You know, what will you allow to take you from that love? Now, the enemy uses so many things to try to break our concentration, break our focus off of God. And he uses being afraid. He uses that fear. Yes, he uses that fear to hold us down, to keep us, to separate us. He don't even want us to try different things, even when we become new Christians in him.
Yes.
He'll try to use that old stuff that we used to do to keep us down, try to get us not to get closer to the Lord. But we really need to get in there and get to know him. Get to
Amen.
Know that we can
Amen.
God, that we can trust him. So what else? Do you have another scripture, or what else did you want to add in there, missionary?
I wanted to read John 16 and 33 lets us know, I've told you, I'm reading from the God's word, I've told you this so that my peace will be with you and the world. You will have trouble, but cheer up. I have overcome the world. So God is encouraging us that you're going to have tribulation. All of this is going to happen. But Jesus has overcome the world. So we have the victory. The victory is already ours. So we don't have to worry about that, you know. And then he also tells us that if we suffer, but we're going to reign with him. I think in 2 Peter 2 and 12, got to find that right quick. 2 Peter 2 and 12, get my, it says 2 and and 12. Okay, 2 Peter 2 and 12 says, if we endure, we will rule with him. If we disown him, he will disown us.
Yes.
That was not the one that I wanted, but it was talking about the suffering part. Amen, that if we suffer with him, because Christ suffered for us, let me say that. He suffered
yes.
for us. And we're
yes.
going to have to arm ourselves likewise. He
yes.
is not hurting us. You know, it's not because he don't love us, that the reason why we are suffering. No. Yeah, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. Amen.
Yes.
So we have to suffer. It's a suffering way. And we have to know that God loves us.
Yes.
He loves us. And there are things that sometimes suffering will get us to a point where we wouldn't ordinarily go. You know, he's trying to
right.
push us to a certain place in him. And,
yes.
and so a lot of times with suffering, it causes us to go to that place where we need to be in God.
Right,
Amen.
Right. And a lot of times we don't even, we don't know our own strength.
That's
and
so
we
true.
Don't even know what's within us. But I look at it as God, he pulls these things out of us and help
yes.
us to move forward in him. And but
Amen.
Without him, we never would have tried that. I never would have stuck my foot in the water. I wouldn't have known that I could swim except I got
right.
in the water. So it's
right.
so many things that he allowed in our lives that to bring us, because what does he say? That he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So
more
he
abundantly.
Didn't come that we might have less life, you know,
awesome.
Or less
yes.
living. So that's not what he was all about. So that's what we are sharing today, that what are you allowing? What are you allowing to separate you from God's love? But can't nothing break that bond that God has with us. That's why he said he's married to the backslider. He's
yes,
married
yes.
to backsliders. So I don't care what you do, you can't get no divorce from God.
Okay.
You can't
no
divorce
divorce
him. You
no.
can't divorce him. So nothing can break that bond. Nothing. It is from God to us. But it's on our part. So you know what? We want to think about that. What will we allow? What will we allow to separate us from God's love? Because he loves us with a holy love. A holy
yes.
love.
Everlasting love. Yes.
So much. Yes, yes. But he was willing. God was willing. He was willing to give up his only child. His only son for us to bridge us back together again. Said Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king horses and
yes.
all the king, they couldn't put Humpty together again. But
yes.
Jesus, he did it for us. He freed us from the enemy. He took
yes.
back Satan, what he had taken from us, that power. And that authority.
Yes.
And he
Amen.
Gave it back to us. And we are kingdom kids. We're
yes,
kingdom
we are.
Kids. So
yes,
we don't
we
have
are.
To give in to what the enemies are wild. His whole job. Because he knows that he does not stand a chance. If he come up under this word or get in his word, he's going to get saved.
Yes. All right.
He don't stand a chance.
Yes.
So he know his job. He know his job. Do you know yours? Do
All
you
right.
know your job? Have you allowed what the enemy does to separate you from God's love? Satan comes to steal, to kill, and destroy.
Yes.
And he knows his job well. He knows it well. And we can say that. But do we know what ours is? What are we doing to please God?
Yes.
What are we doing on his program that's pleasing him? That's what we have got to do. We've got to get to know him. We've
yes.
got to get to know him and make that love. We'll never be able to do all, to do for God what he's done for us.
That's
but
right. Amen.
Taking on his attributes, his fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, we should be learning about him, and we should be learning to love more, that we have more joy, that we'll do it like Jesus did for us. We have
yes.
to be willing. So we have to surrender. We have to surrender to God. And we can get a job done. We can
Amen.
Get a job done. Yes.
Dr. Green, there's a part here in the commentary that says, when faced with the difficulties of life, people ask, where is God? Does he no longer care about me? But that's not what Paul asked. His preference is to ask whether anything can cancel the love of God that Christ has brought to us by his cross. Christ
yes.
triumphed after he suffered. And in one way or another, we too will triumph after each
yes.
and every suffering we endure. So, it said the question is, you know, will anything cancel God's love? Oh, no, it will not cancel because he's proven himself. He
That's
has proven
right.
himself from the very beginning when Adam sinned. No, he didn't kill Adam, but he put him out, you know, because
yes.
that separate sin separated him. But his son,
yes.
yes, that son reconciled us back. Amen. The son is the one that did it. Amen. And I
yes.
praise God, and he restored it. He restored it. And I praise
yes.
God for that, because God's love is going to stand. And they said, well, why, how do you know that his love? Because the Bible, his word, it tells us.
Yes. Yes.
Nothing can separate us from his love. The word said
yes.
it. And the word,
right.
who is the word? The word is God. God's word
yes.
said it. And,
yes.
and you know, and then sometimes we need that faith. You know, that faith needs to come in there to know that God loves us. And then we need
yes.
to listen, we need to hear the word, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen?
Amen. And if we will listen, that's what we need to listen more, so that we can hear what the Spirit
yes.
is saying to us. And so many times, it says, well, people say, well, I don't hear him talking to me. Well, you got to get quiet. You
okay.
got everything. Going on. You got all them worries. You got thinking about everything. But get quiet
yeah.
and allow God and allow him to talk to you, and you'll hear him. And he's talking all the time, giving us
yes,
direction, giving us how to do a thing. He said if we would just acknowledge him
acknowledge
in all
him.
Of our ways and doings, that he would direct us. He'll give us how to do it. He'll give us. We just have to humble ourselves. And allow God to do it. So what will you allow? What will you move out the way so that it can't separate you? What will you stop
my
doing?
God.
What are you willing
my
to
God.
Give to give up for God?
Yeah.
Love. What are you willing to stop doing? If you're an alcoholic or if you drink, are you willing to give that up?
Yeah.
Are you
right.
willing to give up cigarettes? Are you willing to forgive?
Yes. Yes.
Forgiveness. Unforgiveness will separate us from the love
yes.
of God. We've got
Amen.
To forgive, and we have got to allow that forgiveness to heal. We've got to allow
yes.
the love of God to heal us, heal our hearts, heal our
yes.
minds. And so that's what
Amen.
It says, considering all that Jesus went through to reconcile us with God, what will you allow now to separate you from his love?
Yes.
We go all out for human love.
Yes, we do.
We
yes,
will
we do.
Go to any length. If somebody say that they love you or you meet a new person and you falling in love, so you say, mm-mm. So infatuated, you do anything you can to just have that love. Run the bath water. Woo! Lay the slippers out.
Wow.
Whatever it takes, you will do that. You will go to any length
Right, right.
When it comes to the love of God, what are you willing to quit doing to have that love?
Yeah.
To have him love you. To love
because
you like he loved.
Yeah.
He was willing,
yeah.
Yeah, the sacrifice that he made. What are you willing to give up? So God's love is that agape love. And it never, and it's unconditional. He don't care what you've done. He
That's right.
He don't care about that. All he say is come. Because he died, he said, while we were yet sinners. I like that. While we were yet sinners.
Amen.
And he didn't
just
die for the people that know him. He didn't just die for them. But while we were yet sinners.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Lord.
Yes. He went out of his way. Out of his way.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Because he had us in mind.
Amen.
He
Thank
had
you,
us in mind. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Put us back together with him. He wanted that relationship. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's why it's about a relationship now with God. Do you have a relationship? Thank you, Lord Jesus, with him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He will teach us how to love. If we allow him to love us, he'll teach us how to love. He'll teach us how to give. So what will you allow to separate you from God's love?
Amen.
Now, when the enemy is on your track, can't nobody get him off but God.
Nobody but God.
But if God get on your track, you in trouble.
Yes, you are.
So he has sacrificed so much to prove to us his love for us. And so what are you going to allow? Nothing physical. This is what Paul was saying. He said nothing physical, nothing social or spiritual can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Paul speaks of everything in three categories that we would have, that we should have the capacity that would have the capacity to separate us from God's love. But he himself, see, he's a witness. He's a witness.
Yes, he is.
He's a witness. He went through different things.
Yes, he did.
We're going to have to go through different things. And it was saying about we are as sheep, said, as it is written, we are killed for his sake. We are killed all the day long.
We are counted
as sheep of the slaughter.
Yeah.
And it says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through
my
his
God.
That loved us. So we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors through God's love. So we just magnify God's day. And what? Think about that. Think about that. And we have about a minute and 16 seconds. Did you want to add something lastly, missionary?
Yes, there is also a part in the commentary that says our relationship with God is secure because his love cannot be overcome by any external force or being.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter what may come against us, things present. Things to come, you know, our love, God's love is secure. So we can take it to the bank. We can bank on
it.
God's going to be there until the end. He said he'll be with us even until the end. Heaven and earth will pass away. But God's love, his word is going to be there.
Yeah.
He loved us so that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him, you don't have to perish. But you have everlasting life. So God's love is secure. God is secure. And I wanted to leave that. You know, you can, there is, you know, no breaking in, no getting, it's secure.
It's secure. So you give your life to God today. Give it to him today and let his love do what it needs to do for you.
Yes.
All right, you're out of time. Until the next time, right here on Blog Talk Radio, Fabulous Fresh Touch. Have a fabulous day. Bye-bye.
Amen. Bye-bye. God bless.